Hey.
Morning.
This is crazy. You know, I can't go on like this.
But why?
I need some space.
Then I have to go too. Well, you don't think she's just talking to me? Hey, shut up. You shut up.
I hate this.
You'll get kissed like a rugby scrub.
No, I don't want this anymore.
We're going to work with you.
And on your dates.
Oh, and shopping. And to the bathroom.
Elaine. You're killing me.
Is impressive, George, but how does it apply to what we do here at Kruger Industrial Smoothing?
Well, at the Yankees, it was all about smoothing things over, you know, chiseling away, grinding down. In fact, we used to call it the grind.
It says here you worked at Play Now for 4 days.
That should be a 14, let me just...
Well, George, I'll be honest, I could go either way on you. But what the hell? We need someone, huh?
You won't regret this, sir.
I don't care. Let's find you an office, huh?
Then when I saw the photo, I remembered where I'd seen him. The boombox incident.
The boombox incident.
Summer of 89, I'm at the beach. His family sets up next to me. I go into the surf. When I come out, my clothes, my towel, my umbrella, they're all gone. I am furious. I start screaming at this kid, demanding my stuff back, and finally I lose it. I grab their boombox, and I chuck it into the ocean.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Then I see my clothes floating out there. The tide took them out, not the kids.
Even more reasonable.
So now the father is screaming at me. He's demanding that I pay for the boombox. So finally, I gave him a fake address and got the hell out of there.
And that guy is your new boss?
Until that stupid photo jogs his memory.
Kruger. That's not Kruger Industrial Smoothing, is it?
Yeah.
Grinders, Sanders, Whetstones. And they're the ones who botched the Statue of Liberty chop. Right. They couldn't get the green stuff off.
It is a horrible company. There is no management whatsoever. I could go hog wild in there.
You know what you do? You sneak that photo out of there for a couple of days and get it airbrushed.
Like retouched?
Hey, you remember that photo of me and Gerald Ford and I took it in? Got that Ford right out of there.
Oh, this is good. This Kruger guy is clueless. I can't wait to work for him.
Look at this. The sandwich is terrible. Everywhere you go, they always give you this misshaped, shoddy meat. Look. I haven't had a decent sandwich in 13 years.
Neither have I.
Hey, well, our meat problems are solved. Where'd you get this thing?
I traded in my sausage press. I mean, look how thin that is. See, that's all surface area. The taste has nowhere to hide.
Hey.
Hey, surprise. Welcome to Flavor Country.
Hey, I got a date with that doctor you met.
Tara Sidorides?
Mm-hmm. What's with you?
You remember that next-door neighbor of mine, the apartment that always smells like potatoes?
Your whole building smells like potatoes.
This jackass goes to Paris, leaves her alarm on. It's been beeping since 3:30 this morning.
You know what happened to Lomez? So he blew his neighbor's circuit.
How did he do that?
Yeah, well, that's easy. Just let me finish this mile high and I'll be right with you. Oh, and Jerry, we're going to need a case of Kaiser Rolls. I think we might have one left in the stockroom.
Well, this hallway smells like potatoes.
Huh? I know. This is it.
Okay. Oh, see? The socket. It's probably connected to her apartment. So what we'll do, we'll take this paper clip and we'll bend it So it'll short out the entire circuit. Here you go. You get.
Oh, I think I'll let you do it.
No, it's easy. Just do it quickly.
No, I really don't want to.
Well, I don't want to either.
I thought you got this before.
Don't go out there. It's just... It's no big thing.
How are we going to do it?
Fine. I'll do it.
Oh.
Oh, Mama.
Are you okay?
I'm going to lose that nail.
I enjoy the challenge of medicine. Naturally, you would have no idea what it's like to have someone's life depending on you.
Well, I have this neighbor.
A joke. Do you have any idea what it feels like to save someone's life?
Is it anything like hitting a homer in softball? Because I hit a whopper last week.
Here you go. Airbrushed into sand and sky.
What did you do here?
You took out the wrong guy.
I thought you said you wanted to be out.
But I'm still here. You took out the other guy.
You've really lost a lot of hair.
I am aware!
The world's best pizza cutter. $76. How often do I make... I've got to buy a book. The cat.
He took out Kruger.
I just pray Kruger doesn't realize it's gone until this guy can fix it up.
The slicer is indomitable.
Where'd you get that butcher's coat?
If you buy enough meat, they'll give you anything.
Kramer.
Huh?
My neighbor has a cat. When you blew the power, we must have shut off the automatic feeder.
See, that's the same thing that happened to Lomas.
Well, what did he do about it?
Well, he moved into a motel and the cat eventually died.
Well, this meowing is absolutely worse than the alarm.
Oh, well, that's a prickly one.
How's the doctor date?
It died on the table. It's been an hour and a half making me feel like if I don't save lives, I'm worthless.
Well, you know, she's very focused. Dermatology is her life.
Dermatology?
Yes, she's a dermatologist.
Saving lives. The whole profession is that. I just put some aloe on it.
The slicer. Elaine, let's go.
Where are we going?
The cat.
Just grab that meat and let's ride.
When are you going on your next date with her?
What's the point?
Are you going to pass up a wonderful opportunity to put that aloe pusher in her place?
Revenge date? That sounds more like you than me.
This could be so sweet, Jerry. Saving lives? She's one step above working at a Clinique counter.
Dermatologist. Skin doesn't need a doctor.
Of course not. Wash it, dry it, move on.
You're right. I'm going to call her up right now and tell her off.
Oh, no. This has to be carefully orchestrated. You go to a fancy dinner. Flowers.
Flowers?
Yeah, you gotta do it classy.
So you've done this?
Almost. Couldn't get the girl to go out with me a second time.
I think we're looking at half a millimeter.
Can it cut that thin?
Oh, I've got slices so thin, I couldn't even see them.
How'd you know you cut it?
Well, I guess I just assumed.
Don't worry, kitty. Dinner's coming.
Look at that. That's a Hall of Famer.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Yeah, watch this baby slide.
Okay. Come on, come on, go in. Go, kitty. Go, come on. How about that? It worked. Wow. Can I borrow that thing for a while?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, you're not sure.
What do I have to know?
Well, where the meat goes.
Right there.
Where do you turn it on?
Right there.
But where does the meat go?
The restaurant, flowers, this is so nice.
Well, I'm a classy guy. How's the life-saving business?
It's fine.
It must take a really, really big zit to kill a man.
With you.
You call yourself lifesaver? I call you pimple popper, M.D.
Mr. Perry, how are you?
I just want to thank you again for saving my life.
She saved your life?
I had skin cancer.
Skin cancer?
You're right, Kramer. This slicer is absolutely amazing. Yeah. Yeah. No. I'll bring it by tonight. Okay. Bye. Ah, these heels are so uneven.
Here you go, Mr. Costanza.
This is a drawing. Looks real, doesn't it? This is a cartoon.
Hey, I had to draw that guy from memory.
Considering, I think that's damn good.
But it's not a photograph. I need a photograph.
Then you better get a camera.
Good evening. Coming right up on the Calgary 7 News, after Canada Post called...
He looks like a Peanuts character.
I know. The only way to fix it now is to get a whole new photo of Kruger.
Well, you can do that.
Without his shirt on.
You can't do that. Well, maybe Kruger wasn't the place for you.
He seems so disorganized.
I understand.
What about the Coast Guard? Seems like a lot of pride there, a lot of tradition.
True. You mean for you?
You think?
What about your seasickness?
Maybe I could be a land guy.
I don't know if they have land guys.
Someone's got to unhook the boat before it leaves the place.
Pliers?
Drawer.
Got it.
What are they for?
I got a piece of my heel stuck in a slicer.
Come here.
Okay, got a little slicer happy. But listen, don't tell Kramer, okay? He has very strong feelings for it.
I just forgot to ask you, how did the revenge date go?
It went okay.
Did you dress nice? Did you do it classy?
Yeah, I started out real classy.
Yeah, you did. You classed it up, huh?
But then I found out about the skin cancer.
Oh, so it backfired.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lucky I never tried that myself.
Of course she treats skin cancer. That's how I met her. She was doing a skin cancer screening at Peterman. This is what dermatologists do.
Sadly, that knowledge could have helped me.
Wait a second. She did a skin cancer screening at Peterman?
Uh-huh.
Could she do that at Kruger?
I don't know, I guess.
So I set up a screening. Everyone takes their shirt off. And click, I snap me a shot of a bare-chested Kruger.
You got a little thing for this fella?
Jerry, you better talk to Sidorides.
Yesterday you told me I had to take my revenge on her.
And that was wrong, Jerry. You simply must apologize.
Must I?
Yes, because it is the mature adult thing to do.
How does that affect me?
Ooh, Elaine. All right, where's the SP 2000? So I got a slice.
I forgot it.
Huh?
I gotta get home.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go with you.
I'm not actually going straight home. I have to first stop off at the, circus. You know, with all the clowns.
Yeah. Well, you have fun. Oh, no clowns. I don't like clowns. They're clowns.
So again, I'm sorry. I had no right to yell at you. You're a life-saving doctor, and I'm just a comedian.
Jerry, enough. I'll do your friend's cancer screening because I believe in that. But as far as you and I are concerned, it's off.
Was it Pimple Popper, M.D.?
That's the one.
Still got it.
Ouch,
heel. Elaine?
Kramer?
Yeah, listen, I need my slicer back.
Just hold on!
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Okay, I'm on the phone, all right? I'm on the phone with someone.
My blade is all dinged up. Oh, come on! Elaine!
Oh,
come on, this is important.
Hey, get the hell out of here.
Wow, that's a lot of potatoes.
So George took my slicer down to Kruger, and they're smoothing it out for me.
What the hell is this?
Boy, that looks like an allergic reaction. Have you been wearing a fake beard?
No.
Well, what have you been doing?
Nothing. I got up, I ran some errands, I went down to Sarah's office and apologized.
Oh, back up. Dr. Sidorides, yeah? What happened there?
Well, I tried to apologize. Didn't go over too well.
There's your hives.
What, she gave me hives?
Jerry, as the Bible says, thou who cureth can maketh ill.
She did kind of touch my face.
Now, you listen to me. You got to find this woman and tell her you're not a test tube pincushion.
It does itch. Maybe I will go down to Kruger and talk to her.
All right, great. Because I got to go down there and pick up my blade. Oh, hey, and I couldn't find that stock room.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I just talked to Mr. Kruger. He'll be down in a minute. He wanted me to take a photograph for the record.
What record?
His personal file. I don't ask, guy.
Jerry, what brings you here?
I don't know. This?
Looks like hives.
Where do you suppose that could have come from?
Jerry, what are you doing?
He's just setting the record straight.
Come on, Sidorides, cop to it. What brand of perverted science do you practice?
Are you suggesting I somehow infected you on purpose?
I want the antidote, pimple popper.
I'm out of here. You're insane.
Am I? You touched my face. I didn't imagine that.
Dr. Sidorides, don't go! Oh, thanks, Jerry!
Hey, George.
Hey, Doc. We doing screening in here?
Yeah. What's your head on there? We'll be in a second. Be right with me.
Doc.
Kramer, this is perfect. I need you to go in there, pretend you're a doctor, and check this guy for moles.
Moles? Yes. Freckle's ugly cousin.
And just get a picture of him with his shirt off.
You're really cooking up a little scheme here, aren't you?
Come on, let's get in there quick.
It! I can't taste this anymore!
Male mammal? Approximately 30 to 60 years of age. Weight? Oh, indeterminate. Okay, Mr. Kruger, we're going to take a photo now for the record. So if you'll stand up, please, give me a big smile. No, not that big. Yeah, that's nice, yes. Okay. Yes, let's have a look-see. Okay, fiber from shirt on left shoulder. I have to keep my eye on that.
How long have you been doing this, Dr. Van Nostrand?
Oh, long, long time. Yes, I've seen moles so big they have their own moles. Freckles that cover two men.
So how am I looking?
Oh, so far so good.
I really owe you one.
George, we got a problem.
What?
Well, he's got a mole on his shoulder. Very suspicious.
So tell him you're concerned about it. He should see somebody else.
George, why would I, a Juilliard-trained dermatologist, send him to another doctor?
Because you're not a dermatologist.
Oh, but he thinks I am, and I'm not going to betray that trust. Here's what I want to do. I think I can get a section, then I'll go down to the left.
What? A section?
If I can grab my slicer, and if he holds still...
A deli slicer to my boss?
It'll be ultra thin. He'll barely feel it.
No! Probably not!
Well, it's my medical opinion that you're making a big mistake. And it's going in my chart.
Yeah, hello. Is this Ally Rocksmith? Finally. Okay, listen. I need somebody to come over here right away.
Turn it off!
I am getting a locksmith, all right? Yeah, the address is 78 West. Hello?
So Kramer pulled it off?
Yep, and the photo was all fixed and back on his desk. No thanks to you.
Well, that woman had it coming to her. Look at my neck. I look like I had a beard of bees.
What did you tell somebody about?
I called everyone. You know how hard it is to get a dermatologist in this town? A real dermatologist? Mm-hmm.
Squamous cell carcinoma.
You're not a doctor. You shouldn't even have books like
George, that's what he has, and I got to give him a call. Now, we got to come clean.
Well, you can't tell him the truth. You're going to blow the whole thing.
I don't want this on my conscience.
I will get him to see a real doctor. You just stay away from him.
All right.
Yeah, well. Hey, I wonder if they have a picture of my rash in here.
Yeah, they got everything, Jerry. I underlined the best parts.
Hey, this looks like what I have. Caused by exposure to benzene, a common ingredient in metal cleaners.
Well, yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm cleaning my slicer.
That's my hand towel. I use it on my face, neck, and chest. That's where the hives are coming from. It's not Dr. Sidorides. It was Dr. Van Nostrand.
So somehow the bronzo is reacting to the poison she's giving you.
All right, get out. And take your bronzo with you.
Oh, that's toxic.
George, come on in. I was just going over our annual report. Boy, did we take it on the chin last year.
Listen, Mr. Kruger, I got a message from Dr. Van Nostrand. He says it might be wise for you to see another doctor about that mole.
I'm not too worried about it.
Well, he said it could be cancerous. Maybe you should have it checked out.
George, take a look at this photo. This is taken 10 years ago. That mole looks exactly as it does today. So, there's no cause for concern, huh?
Whatever.
Actually, funny thing about this photo. We were at the beach, and there was this dumb-looking guy nearby. When he went in for a swim, my sons and I took all his stuff and threw it in the ocean. What a pear-shaped loser.
Well, that pear-shaped loser was me. And I was in that photo until I broke in here, stole the photograph, and airbrushed myself out of it.
Well, I'll be... You have lost a lot of hair.
That's what they tell me.
Want pastrami?
What was that last thing you gave me? That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was olive loaf.
Oh.
You want that?
I can't believe Kruger didn't fire you after all you did.
He said he didn't care. God, I love that place. Did you ever see another dermatologist?
Yeah, I finally got in to see Dr. Kazarian. He said it was really bad.
What did he give you for it?
Hello. So where's that locksmith?
Have to get him out of this, Alan.
Can I have a step?
Buck, yeah, coming up.